The Kiss by Francesco Ayez. Two young people, held in an embrace, kiss passionately. She puts her hand on his shoulder, and he holds her head to pull it towards himself. Their faces are almost completely hidden, while their lips touch. It seems to be a farewell kiss, since the young man, ready to leave, already has a foot on the step. A threat seems to loom over them. The shadow of a person on the wall on the opening to the left is disturbing. They may be located in the entrance hall of a castle. On the upper right is the lower part of a dark window. The theatricality of the pose of the protagonists is rendered with studied spontaneity. The girl's blue silk satin robe draws attention. Its shine recalls the best Venetian pictorial tradition, of which Ayez, born in Venice, was considered the lost representative. The young man's characteristic hat is worth considering. Worn by Italian patriots, it suggests the political meaning of the painting linked to the Risorgimento. The extraordinary nature of the work is achieved by the original interpretation that Ayez gives to a daily fact, like a kiss between lovers. The setting is medieval, as indicated by the clothes and the original title, The Kiss, Episode of Youth, Costumes of the 14th Century. But the ardor of the gesture is completely modern. This is not the simple triumph of youthful passion. The painting is in fact a symbol of those who must fight for the nascent nation, fragile as this love just blossomed, besieged by shadows off stage. The artist creates an authentic manifesto of the struggle for Italian independence, won even at the cost of the sacrifice of the deepest affections for the good of the homeland. Commissioned by Count Alfonso Maria Visconti, who later donated it to the Pinacoteca, The Kiss was presented in 1859 at the exhibition of the Brera Academy of Fine Arts, 3 months after the triumphal entry into Milan of Vittorio Emanuele II and Napoleon III. The Second War of Independence had just ended, and Milan and Lombardy had been freed from Austrian rule. Francesco Ayez was then almost 70 years old and was among the most celebrated masters of the time, the greatest exponent of historical romanticism in painting. Thanks to the success that immediately accompanied the painting, the prints that reproduced it multiplied, as shown by the work of Gerolamo Induno, Doleful Premonition, exhibited in this room next to The Kiss. We are in 1862. In a humble room, a girl looks at a miniature of her boyfriend. He left as a volunteer, and she seems to feel that he will never return. Together with other symbols of the Risorgimento, in the room there is a reproduction of the now famous kiss. In the 20th century, Ayez's painting maintained its popularity, even if deprived of its historical meanings. It was mentioned in the film Senso by Luchino Visconti, inspired the image of the al bacio, perfect lovers, on the boxes of a famous brand of chocolates, and was the protagonist of reinterpretations by street artists and of parodies by cartoonists. From a celebrated Risorgimento icon to an extraordinary pop icon, tangible proof of the inexhaustible vitality of this masterpiece. Saluti! Thank you for visiting the Pinacoteca. Would you like to continue your museum experience? Visit the Useful Tools page of our website, pinacotecabrera.org, or access the Brera Plus platform to explore multimedia content, never-before-seen documentaries, and more.